Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I am for doing good to the poor, but I differ in opinion of the means. I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it. In my youth, I traveled much, and I observed in different countries that the more public provisions were made for the poor, the less they provided for themselves, and of course became poorer. And, on the contrary, the less was done for them, the more they did for themselves and became richer. Folks, that's Benjamin Franklin in November of 1766. Profound, to say the least. Ask yourself how you treat a rental car versus your own and think about that, okay? Welcome back to my co-host, Rob Pincus. Rob, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, my friend.
So I have a smile on my face thinking about the way I treat rental cars.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's, you know, it's just really common sense. Listen, I want to get right to the meat of what we've got going on because our guest lineup in this hour is a strong one. And I want you to go ahead and introduce the first guest, and we've got Lieutenant Bill Hunt, Orange County, California candidate for sheriff and a true American patriot who is holding on the line. So we want to get to these guys quick. So let's jump right in, man.
Let's do it. I was up here this weekend in New Hampshire, Nashua area, also Pelham Rod and Gun Club, with the second annual NE Shooters Training Summit. And the guys at NE Shooters have brought together a great group of guys, students, and instructors. And one of the new instructors added to the list of people that people should be looking for good training, especially up here in the upstate New York area and New England area. I actually met at the conference last year, and he is the director of Modern Defensive Training Systems out of upstate New York, Chris Fry. Chris, you with us?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Doing good, Chris. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. Rob, take it off, baby.
Well, the conference up here, if people have never been to a training conference, you need to. A training conference is a great way to meet a whole bunch of different instructors, meet a bunch of like-minded people, and get a little bit of a sample of what people have to offer. Chris, like I said, is relatively new in the private sector training arena. And what I love about Chris is his brain, his mindset, the way he thinks about training and the way he applies that critical thinking process to solving problems. I sat in on his class yesterday and learned something really cool, really efficient, real easy when it comes to AR-15 malfunction clearing. I've been shooting that gun for over 20 years and been taking a lot of classes, been through instructor classes, armors classes, never saw the trick that he shared with me. Chris has a degree in cytotechnology. I don't even know what that is, but I know it's science-based. I know it means he knows how to analyze a problem. Chris, talk to me about your approach to training and what MDTS offers people.
Well, my approach to training is a citizen's approach. Rob knows my background, but probably the listeners don't, but I'm a citizen. I'm not an active law enforcement or military person and never was. So the training that I've received over the last 10 years, I've taken and condensed into a teachable format, and I train from and teach from a citizen's perspective. So everything that I receive from other trainers like Rob and probably some of the other guests that he's going to have on the show tonight, I run through that citizen filter and put it into that context. And so everything that I teach comes from that context.
Chris, I'm going to take from that what you do is you compile everything that you've learned, all the knowledge that you've gained, and you apply it to what you know works for you as a citizen, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that are taught in classes, you know, for example, with the carbine classes, you know, things that the example I gave to the class yesterday at the summit was, as a citizen, the question I posed to them at the beginning is, when as a citizen am I going to have to or justifiably engage someone at, say, 50 or 75 or 100 yards? Now, you know, again, I'm not thinking as being a law enforcement officer or a military person deployed, you know, overseas. I'm talking about on our home soil, urban combat. I think it's good to train at those distances, and I do train at those distances, but this is a question I pose to people, that as a citizen who owns an AR-15 or an M4, an M16 or whatever, an AK, and wants to do some carbine training, Contextually speaking, those individuals should train at the ranges that are, you know, more realistic for them to fight in.
You actually own Evil Black Guns, Chris?
Oh, you got it. That's one of my favorite tools.
Aren't they great?
Yes, they are.
And Rob, I like watching Rob work with them on television, too. It's a lot of fun.
Well, sure. I assure you that you will see that the at least one of the little tips and tricks that Chris shared yesterday, and someone call me out if the final edit doesn't include the credit to him for exposing me to that trick for that malfunction. Great stuff. One of the other things that along with what Chris just said that I love what you share is the logic of what happens when the gun stops working immediately and the guy's right there. Because like Chris said, he's thinking about defending his home. He's thinking about being real close to somebody. And maybe in the middle of the night, he grabbed the long gun and didn't put on his tactical vest and drop leg holster and all the other gear that a SWAT guy might have on. Chris, talk a little bit about that, about going from I'm going to shoot this person who's trying to stop me to wait, my gun isn't working, I need to do something else, and I've got this tool in my hand.
Sure, yeah. I break it down. It's basically the module is called combative gun handling. And then the idea is, what do we do with the carbine or whatever long gun based upon range to threat? And like Rob said, if, as a citizen, say I don't have a pistol permit or, a handgun, so carbine and AR-15 might be the only gun I have to defend my home and family. So I need to have alternative methods in using that carbine. Based upon range. So, for example, the first drill we did yesterday, I started the guys right off at touching the target with the muzzle of the carbine, and this simulates, the fact that maybe they're, trying to either traverse their house and get out, or they're searching for whatever reason, maybe moving to a loved one who might be in another room, and come around a corner or come up some stairs, whatever, and there's a threat right in front of them. And, when they pull the trigger, the gun doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It goes click instead of bang. Well, at that distance of 0 to 3 yards or whatever, going to a pistol transition is not optimal because that person's going to be right on top of you. And plus the fact that they might not have a pistol. So we teach a module. Actually, I taught it at the conference last year, a carbine retention and combatants module, where we utilize the carbine in a non-ballistic manner as an impact tool. And once we've, finished our close range threat with the carbine as an impact weapon, we create space and get the carbine back to full functioning capacity.
And what you're talking about there, Chris, is that thing makes one hell of a hammer.
It sure does. It makes a great spear. I like the analogy of a spear more than a hammer, but, it's a very, very effective impact weapon when and if necessary. And, it's an element of training that I had the privilege of seeing from some guys in Nevada, Progressive Force Concepts, and I've had the privilege of working with them. And for my purposes as a citizen, I adapted what they taught me, from a military and law enforcement context to, my citizen training context. And people seem to like it. It makes sense. It's like Rob said, it's something that I've had other guys tell me they never even thought of training with the carbine at that distance.
That's beautiful stuff. Rob, somebody would care to tell us about what that clearing method is?
Chris, describe it. If you can, in less than 2 minutes.
In less than 2 minutes. Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the charging handle impingement?
Charging handle impingement.
Yes. The charging handle impingement is a malfunction. It's a complex malfunction, which some might say that requires remedial action, which means that the remediation of that malfunction takes several seconds, meaning we should move, communicate, and seek cover and concealment first. But that malfunction is oftentimes caused when there is a failure to eject the spent casing that was previously in chamber, and it is stuck in the ejection port, stovepipe, as some people might call it. And when the operator is trying to clear that stovepipe, they roll the carbine breech up inward. If they're a right-handed operator, they roll it breech up in order to observe the ejection port and identify the malfunction. Well, by rolling it ejection port up, oftentimes that stent casing falls down into the receiver, and you know, as the person tries to figure out what's going on there, that stent casing gets bumped up into the carrier key channel. And it's very, very hard to see, especially if it's dark out. And one reason why observing the ejection port is not something I teach.
Chris, I need to stop you there, man, but that's powerful stuff. Thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with Rob Pincus right after these messages.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
They that can give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. We've heard that one before. We've heard it here on this show. That, of course, is Benjamin Franklin from the Historical Review of Pennsylvania in 1759. We're going to go right back to Rob Pincus and our next guest, Craig Douglas. Rob, welcome back, my friend.
Good to be back. I'm gonna we put out the big tease and explain the malfunction. Here's what people need to do. They need to go to www.mdtstraining.com. Check out Chris's website, and he's got a full breakdown article with lots of pictures on carbine malfunctions, diagnosis, and remediation. And it includes that triple feed or charging handle impairment trick that he shared with everybody at the conference, and they can check that out at his website.
Yeah, that was deep stuff, and we could have talked about that for a long time, and I love getting into the carbine discussions. Those are fun. You want to go ahead and bring Craig in for us and get right to it?
Let's bring Craig in. Craig Douglas also was at the conference this year. He was at the conference last year. Craig's one of those guys that has been in the private sector training industry for a lot longer than a lot of people know. He's a full-time law enforcement officer, and due to some professional concerns, he may be better known to a lot of listeners by his online handle and his training name of SouthNark. He was involved in undercover narcotics work and took that name on when he started breaking out and putting out really, really good and strong information having to do with extreme close quarters, counter-ambush, and defense, both inside of law enforcement and to the private sector community on the Internet. Craig Douglas is what I would definitely not hesitate to call one of the most progressive instructors in the industry, puts out incredible information, and I'm proud to call him a friend. I love working with him. Craig, you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Craig, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Craig, tell us what you do. I mean, obviously, I've seen your background, and it is quite impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you guys so much think of what I do. I was lucky enough here a few years ago to have a friend of mine badger me for several years until finally I relented onto this private sector journey. And I've had a really good time with it. I've been fortunate enough to get to travel a lot and do my thing. And one of the areas that I've focused on or that people seem very taken with is my take on how bad guys actually do business and my take on extreme close quarter concepts, which is the name of my flagship course that I teach around the country, a 20-hour, for lack of a better term, multidisciplinary course. It's a course that's technically a gun course, but it's kind of a sneaky way of teaching fighting skills, both empty hand, knife, and gun, kind of all together to traditionally gun guys.
You've been in law enforcement for how long?
20 years.
Can you give us some details on some of the close quarters training that you teach?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, what I try and teach people to do with is think of a handgun outside of a traditional ranged shooting affair. So based upon a lot of my experiences doing undercover narcotics work, particularly a two-year formative time period in my law enforcement career, quite often that firearm may have to be utilized when someone is attached to you. And what I found was that a lot of the traditional range-based solutions that you can get away with when there's no pressure from a living, breathing adversary that may outweigh you by 100 pounds just kind of fell apart and didn't work very well, you know. So based upon my martial arts background, I kind of set up on a path to reconstruct some belief systems that failed for me at some pretty critical times, and I came up with what I have. So it's kind of a combination of mixed martial arts, some Filipino arts that I've done, along with my take on modern isosceles pistol craft and meld it together where we have congruent body mechanics that complement each other.
Rob, how does that differ from what you teach?
Actually, it's a funny story. That for years, I do an extreme close quarters counter ambush class, usually for military and law enforcement students. And I first started doing that about 2001 for some SWAT teams down in Florida and expanded it from there. and we were integrating, the high gear suits from Blauer Tactical Training and some of Tony's spear stuff and some of my grappling background and sim guns and dealing with firearms while in contact and doing it pretty much at speed and getting roughed up and bumped and bruised and all that kind of stuff doing it. And then I started hearing rumors about this other guy who was doing it. And turns out this other guy and I are now like really good friends, and I consider him a peer, and we exchange notes and go back and forth. But completely opposite and in some ways very differently, we came to a lot of the same conclusions and a lot of this very similar training models. So the detail level of exactly how Craig runs a course or exactly what Craig recommends in a certain situation may be within 10 degrees, but very parallel courses in terms of the mindset that it's not about rocking back on your heels and push, shoving and shooting, so to speak. That works well against cardboard, but not when someone's really trying to get you. Craig, what else do people need to know if they want to sign up for one of your courses? You teach a lot of different places. You're still working full-time law enforcement. What's the most important piece of the message for somebody that can't get to a conference like we were at this weekend? What should they look for? What should they know before they come out and look for you?
Well, before they come out and look for me, probably I would say if they want to do a course, they need to certainly have adequate holster skills, something, equivalent of a GunSight 250, if that's a standard that everybody knows. You're basically safe and presenting from the holster. A reasonable level of fitness, and that's really about it, an open mind, and be ready to, be ready to rethink some things. The training I do typically is challenging from what my students tell me. I don't do coursework necessarily where people walk away feeling warm and fuzzy about, their performance. So one of the things that I've tried to construct is a training ethic, and that's very simple. It's a bifurcated ethos of be honest to the problem and do the work. Because I know in my own career, I found out that at a couple of points after some critical events, I had to look at myself at 4 o'clock in the morning and realize, gee, I'm not who I think I am. And I'm really here because I'm lucky, not because I'm good.
Hey, Craig, so, I've got an email here that I want to get to you before we get to the break. Quickly, sure. I really like your show. Look forward to going through it. I got my CHL 2 years ago, and since then I've been doing a lot of training and studying about self-defense. I was taught in my class to use jacketed hollow points for self-defense. My CHL teacher is a 30-year veteran of local police department, trained by the state of Ohio to train other officers. My brother just took his class from another guy, and he was told to use frangible ammo, not hollow points. That's from Bob Harbert in Akron, Ohio. What are your thoughts on that? We've got about 30 seconds.
I don't really have an opinion on it other than pick the best bullet you can. I tend to favor a modern jacketed hollow point design and put it where it counts. I've seen probably every caliber of bullet fail and every caliber of bullet succeed. So I think all shootings are an anomalous event. So trying to predict something down that finite, that's a hard one to call.
Well, I like your answer because what you did was you said what we talk about here a lot, and that shot placement. You mentioned shot placement. Put it where it counts, and that's what matters more than anything else. Craig, thank you very much. I'm sorry we ran out of time. You're going to come back to Armed American Radio. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with Rob Pincus and Lieutenant Bill Hunt, Orange County, California candidate for sheriff, right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Craig Douglas, who was on in the previous segment, is very good, and I apologize for both he and Chris. We're running out of time, unfortunately. Time just flies when you're having fun. But Craig Douglas can be found at SHIV Works. WORKS.com. That's www.shivworks.com. I encourage you to check it out. Also, the Boneheads. The content is so darn good tonight, we haven't had a chance to get to them. We will. Maybe Lieutenant Hunt will want to comment on the Boneheads this week. So we might get to that coming up soon. If not, we certainly will later in the show. Here's a quote for us. As your sheriff, I will issue CCWs to any applicant who is a law-abiding resident of the county, meets state-mandated requirements, and is not prohibited by law from possessing a firearm. To me, personal protection is good cause. Lieutenant Bill Hunt. Boy, that's fresh words from Orange County, California that we like to hear. Rob, I'm going to go ahead and bring in Lieutenant Bill Hunt. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you, and I have read a lot of what you've written, and I know you're going to be in Washington on the 19th speaking at the march, where I will be also, and I'm looking forward to shaking your hand.
You bet. I'm really looking forward to that. We're very excited. You know, California is so behind on the Second Amendment issue, and it's great to be involved in this effort, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, before we get going, can I read your a little bit of your bio and your background here for the listeners?
Sure.
After serving in the United States Army after high school, he rose through the ranks of the Orange County Sheriff's Department, obtaining a diverse background over 21 years within the department's divisions, including jails, patrol, investigations, training, narcotics, gangs, SWAT, and management. His final assignment as a lieutenant was as Chief of Police of San Clemente, where he managed a department budget of more than $9 million that included patrol, traffic, and parking enforcement investigations and records. After retiring in 2006, you started your own business and became a licensed private investigator and owner of OC Detectives, Inc., an Orange County-based private investigations agency. You're now running for Orange County Sheriff, and you bring some great endorsements from friends of our broadcast here, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Richard Mack, and Susanna Hupp, who, with the exception, Lieutenant, of Sheriff Joe, have all been guests and are friends of mine on Armed American Radio, so it's a real privilege to bring you here. Tell us what in the heck you're up against out in the People's Republic of California.
Well, you know, it's crazy out here. I mean, what drew me into politics in the sheriff's race to begin with was not necessarily our rights in the Second Amendment issue, but we had a corrupt sheriff named Mike Corona, who was the sheriff of Orange County, and nobody would step up to stop this guy. So I ran in 2006, and it was an uphill battle, and we came within a percentage point of taking him to a runoff, but I missed it, and it was essentially retaliated against afterwards. So I just left the department and retired. And in the aftermath, Mike Corona gets indicted. He steps down. The Board of Supervisors and the political establishment, which really protected Corona until the end, didn't know what to do. They were afraid to death of me. And they appointed a sheriff from Los Angeles County who wasn't vetted by the people. As you know, the sheriff is an elected office for a reason. And they were worried about some things that were important, like some of the problems in our jail and so on, but they didn't really go into issues of political philosophy and where they stand on our constitutional rights and the Second Amendment and so on. And they appointed this gal. She came in, and the first thing she did was started pulling legally issued concealed weapons permits and denying the reissuance on many. And those that she does issue permits to, she places really restrictions on them that make them worthless. And it's typical of what has been going on out here in California. You know, we're a may-issue state. It's a subjective standard. Each of the 58 county sheriffs out here apply them differently. We have sheriffs like Sheriff Margaret Mims up in Fresno County and Clay Parker in Tehama County whose standards are similar to my policy, where they understand it's a right and we, the government, should have to tell you why your right is being restricted, as opposed to you, the citizen, having to jump through hoops to exercise your rights. Whereas a lot of the other sheriffs use it as a political tool to help control political contributions and to enforce their own anti-gun political philosophies. And that's not in keeping with their oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, which is central to my political philosophy, my core beliefs.
How refreshing, Lieutenant. How refreshing from Southern Cal. Rob, you're a huge fan of the sheriff. And you've been on the show with me when we've had other candidates on, man. Talk to us.
Yeah, the sheriff, I always, as Lieutenant Bill just said, that the elected office, it's one of the oldest elected offices in the country. It was the first elected office in the country that was actually elected by the people here in the colonies. There's only 3,000 of them in change, and they are incredibly important keepers of our rights and should be protectors of our rights. And it sounds like you, Lieutenant Bill Hunt, are definitely on board with what I think the sheriff should be doing.
You bet. But here's the problem. What's happened is our sheriffs, in many respects, have been dumbed down. They've been lulled into this political world, and they've forgotten what their responsibility is, and they're unwilling to stand up and take a position that's controversial. It shouldn't be controversial, but we've allowed in this country, we've given our elected officials a pass on the Second Amendment, right? We expect them to support the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. We certainly hold law enforcement to a high standard when it comes to the Fourth Amendment and search and seizure and so on, but everybody gets a pass on the Second Amendment. And as a result, sheriffs have given up on fighting for this right. And in California, we're way out on the fringe. I mean, you see, we have more shall issue states now than we ever had. We know the data. You know, one of the guys, another guy who has endorsed me, I'm very proud of, is Dr. John Lott. And he has proven that in communities where law-abiding citizens are allowed to exercise their right to provide for their own defense, crime goes down, less guns are on the street, less criminals have guns, and cops are safer. Now, when you combine that with the fact that it is the fundamental duty, right, these other political issues that we deal with, like, you know, health care, raising taxes, lowering taxes, and so on, we expect our elected officials that we represent will make the best decisions for us. But when it comes to defending our rights, they raise their hand and swear an oath to do that. That's their fundamental duty. And we need to get back to making that the litmus test and the Second Amendment the litmus test for our elected officials, because our Bill of Rights does not come with a multiple choice option. And if they will, if they'll pay lip service to one of our rights, I'll guarantee you when the chips are down, they'll do it with the rest.
They're doing it right now. They're doing it right now. We need to look back only a week.
You bet.
And, you know, this is fodder for another program. Yeah. We could have a lot of fun with that. But, yeah, we're seeing it happen right now. And based on what you're seeing happen today, Lieutenant, how important is the role of the sheriff in the future coming up in the next, you know, we're going through an election cycle now in November. And I'm telling you, 2010 through 2012 are going to be political times that we have never seen in our lifetimes in this nation.
You're right, and it goes beyond the Second Amendment issue to the larger and broader perspective of, you know, what is the role of the federal government and what is, you know, what are our state's rights? And the sheriff is a constitutional office, and as the chief law enforcement officer of the county, the president can't tell him what to do. You know, it's the sheriff's responsibility. And if we have sheriffs who don't understand that and are unwilling to stand up and prevent unlawful incursion or erosion of our rights by the federal government, you know, then we're voluntarily surrendering and allowing the federal government to usurp that authority. So it's such a big issue. And you look what's happening out here. I mean, we just had the governor sign an Assembly Bill 962, which requires registration for ammunition. And it was stricken at the last minute, but they almost required, it would have made it illegal for you to acquire more than 50 rounds of ammunition a month. Can you imagine that? You can't even qualify effectively without having 50 rounds a month.
But you know what, Lieutenant? You got, in California, a Brady score of 79 out of 100. You should be the safest state in the nation. I'm Mark Walters with Rob Pincus, and we'll be right back after these messages with Lieutenant Bill Hunt.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yeah, we are, in fact, talking about guns and ammunition and the right to bear arms. Listen to this. The sheriff should be in the business of protecting people's rights, not restricting them. That is Lieutenant Bill Hunt, running for Orange County, California sheriff out there in Southern CA. I'm joined by Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Great to be back. Great to be here with another great candidate for sheriff. This is the second one we've had from Southern California on this year. We could see a dramatic change in Southern California between San Diego area and now Orange County also, which is great.
Man, I'm telling you, ain't that a fact? And they're both good, and we're going to do what we can for both of them.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that.
No problem, my friend. No problem. Guess what we need to do, Lieutenant? Would you like to, you care to hang around for the Bonehead of the Week Awards?
I would love to.
Okay, these the Bonehead of the Week Awards for our new listeners, and we do have new affiliates out there across the nation, are and they go right up to showtime, folks. I mean, I literally sometimes, Rob, you know this, we've talked about them off air before. Who's the Bonehead tonight? I don't know. Let's wait another minute. Somebody's going to say something stupid. We got three of them this week. Chicago Tribune, a gentleman by the name of Thomas William Hayek, and that's H-E-Y-C-K. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly or not, quite honestly, I don't care. But he wrote a column called Untangling Constitutional Originalism and Gun Control. Take a listen to this, Lieutenant. This will drive you crazy. So there you are. By their very words, the Founding Fathers plainly meant to protect the right of every person to own and bear muzzle-loading flintlock arms. But we true originalists logically cannot see any constitutional prohibition of governmental regulation of centerfire weapons, whether they be revolvers, assault rifles, automatic or pump shotguns, submachine guns, Glock automatics, or whatever. This truth will upset the arms industry, the drug gangs, prospective terrorists, the NRA, and most gun nuts, and Justice Scalia himself, an avid hunter. Now, that's Bonehead number one. You care to comment on that?
Well, it's just unbelievable, and it's what, you know, that's why it is so exciting to see the uprising in this country right now and a fresh energy to return to our constitutional roots, because this kind of stuff is going to take us into, you know, every country that wound up with a tyrannical government first and foremost gave up their guns.
That's a fact. Listen to this. Speaking of giving up guns, Rob, you're going to love this one because you hear me hammer the Bradys on a regular basis. Paul Helmke never, ever ceases to amaze me with his doublespeak. Amazing. Take a listen to this. This is directly from the Brady website, folks, at bradycampaign.org. You got to know your enemy. The Brady Center, joined by several national law enforcement groups, filed a friend of the court brief on November 23, 2009 in the U.S. Supreme Court, urging the court to interpret the Second Amendment to allow for reasonable gun laws. Listen to Paul Helmke in a press release 2 days ago, talking about the district court judge Ricardo Urbina tossing out the Heller 2 case, which we expected, and will now go up to the appellate courts. Listen to this. Today's court decision is the latest ruling to make it clear that the Second Amendment allows strong, common-sense gun laws, said Brady Center President Paul Helmke. Once again, the courts have rejected the gun lobby's attempt to transform the core right to guns in the home for self-defense into a mandate for their, quote, any gun, anywhere agenda. Politicians and legislators at all levels should stop using the Second Amendment as an excuse for inaction against gun violence. They should follow the district's example, that being D.C., and pass the strong, common-sense gun laws Americans need and demand to protect their communities. Lieutenant and Rob, what he's referring to is the draconian laws that the D.C. City Council enacted immediately after the Heller decision, which require you to have a revolver, it must be locked or it must be disassembled, and you must verify your threat before you reassemble it or unlock it to defend your life. But in his original spotlight on their brief, they're talking about reasonable laws. These people talk out of both sides of their mouth. Paul Helmke has probably won this award a dozen times. He wins bonehead number two this week. Gentlemen, Rob, start with you.
Well, you know me, I tried to keep the emotion and passion to a minimum on these guys. It's an argument from ignorance. If you aren't, you know, the idea of reloading a revolver after you've identified
right.
the threat under stress is one thing, let alone reassembling it.
Right.
You know, it's an inane argument out of ignorance and deserves no credence. Bonehead, well awarded.
Exactly. Lieutenant, thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, our right to keep and bear arms is tied hand in hand with our right to self-defense. And if you don't have the means to defend yourself readily available when the threat presents itself, then what good is it, right?
Right.
You guys are great with quotes on this show, and my favorite quote is from Thomas Jefferson. He says, "You have a right to nothing which another can take away." And these, you know, we have enough gun laws on the books. We have too many. Look what the one we just passed here in California for ammunition registration. They do nothing to lower crime.
No, Brooks, of course not.
Follow them.
It's ridiculous. Take a listen to the final bonehead, bonehead number three. This one just, it's astounding. And this is D.C. Council member Phil Mendelson, Democrat at large, chairman of the Committee on Public Safety and the Judiciary, talking about the district's ruling, the district judge's ruling. Listen to what he says. The police remove an awful lot of firearms from the streets every year that are unregistered and owned by criminals, members of gangs, and people who rob other folks or shoot other folks. Because law-abiding citizens register their guns, it makes it easier for the police to identify and arrest the criminals.
Boy.
Come on, is it me, folks? What am I missing here on Armed American Radio? Talk to me, Lieutenant. Tell me I'm not alone here losing my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, when you register your guns as a law-abiding citizen, you're just telling them the first place to come look when they want to take them. This doesn't make any sense at all. Criminals, you know, it's like cars, right? Cars can hurt people, too. If you do something irresponsible with your vehicle, there are laws on the books to hold you accountable for it. It's the same thing with weapons. This is really the anti-gun lobby making up, you know, just trying to develop arguments to enforce and impose their will on law-abiding citizens because politically they're opposed to your right, your Second Amendment right.
Well, and it fails in every twist and turn.
For their own protection, they don't have to, but they don't have the right to impose their will on other people's rights.
They expect an appellate court, obviously. I broke some news here tonight on Armed American Radio. We were given the first quote from the Heller camp. I spoke with Dick Heller today and got the first quote before the New York Times are a-changing and the Washington Post-it note. You know, these papers are about irrelevant now. But, you know, they said that they didn't expect any different from that ruling from the lower court in D.C., and who would have? And now we waste taxpayer dollar by the bushels full to ram this thing up through the appellate courts and back onto the Supreme Court, which is unfortunately the only way we have to go.
Yeah.
Rob, it stuff drives me nuts, man. It drives me nuts.
As well it should. As usual, boneheaded words, well awarded. Mark, I know we're coming close to the hour's end. Bill Hunt, candidate for sheriff, Orange County. I lived in Orange County at an apartment there for 6 months in 1995. I made what I would call an assertive U-turn on Irvine Boulevard, ended up getting pulled over. In the process of that interaction with local law enforcement, I had my legal Tennessee, where my primary residence was, carry permit in my wallet. And these guys went crazy. Is there a gun in the car? Is there a gun in your apartment? Do you have a gun in California? Do you have a gun in Newport Beach? I'm excited about the opportunity for telling people that I know up there that they've got a sheriff who understands that a carry permit isn't a horrible thing and spreading that word throughout the law enforcement community out there. It's one of the few times that a local law enforcement officer didn't handle that situation in a way of that let me know he was okay with it. Orange County, California is a crazy place to be pro-gun. We're going to get the word out on this interview, and the word's going to be spread by the Armed American Radio listeners to people that might be interested in hearing what you have to say and being able to vote for you in Orange County in the upcoming election. What else do they need to know about you?
Well, listen, if they go to my website, BillHuntForSheriff.com, and that's spelled out, BillHuntForSheriff.com, we've got so much information there. We're actually raising money online starting at midnight tonight through tomorrow. Any contribution we can get would be great. Listen, this is a battleground county in a battleground state, and if we can get Jay LaSor in down in San Diego and myself in here in Orange County, we'll have two urban centers, urban sheriffs who can join with some of these rural sheriffs to lobby our state to go shall issue and take this subjective shall issue or may issue policy in the state of California out of the hands of the sheriff.
And that is a beautiful thing. And Jay LaSor has been on this program. In fact, Rob, you and I both talked to him. So that one more time with the website, Lieutenant.
BillHuntForSheriff.com.
BillHuntForSheriff.com. Sir, I am looking forward to shaking your paw and speaking with you at the Second Amendment March on the 19th. I'll see you in Washington. In fact, I'm going to ask you to come in for the broadcast that we're doing special. We'll talk about that off air. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'll be back with Rob Pincus for the roundtable right after these messages. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.